Hello, everybody. Ella J here on behalf of Wrestle Zone. And today I am joined by one of the fastest rising stars in the professional wrestling scene, Emmy Camacho. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic to be talking with you because, you're kind of an underrated gem in the wrestling scene, but you also have had a lot of stock to your name, especially when it comes to championships. I know at one point you were Emmy five belts, and then I think you were maybe Emmy, you've been Emmy four belts. What is
Yes.
your current status championship wise? Because you've had like six, I believe, in like the last year. What is your current status?
Yeah, so right now I have four belts at the moment, four championships. And yeah, I feel like it's pretty crazy. I'm glad you used the word underrated because that's how I feel a lot of the times. Like I feel, and maybe it's my fault. I feel like I'm not as active on social media as I should be to push a lot of things, maybe. Maybe that's a big reason, but like I said, I'm not a huge social media person. I'm trying to work on it, but yeah, four belts at the moment. Was Emmy five belts. But yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about, to be honest.
Yeah, like I said, you're huge, especially obviously in the Southern Texas, Louisiana scene, because that's where you're based out of. And I've seen you everywhere. But yeah, social media is also it's good and it's bad.
Right.
You're very prominent in wrestling. I don't know if so on social media, but again, I don't blame you because it can
Right.
be a lot. It can be a lot sometimes.
Yes.
But you have that Emmy5 belt status. I guess formerly, you still are Emmy four belts, but obviously winning a lot of championships in less than a year after your debut and also at what, 19, 20 years old is something that you said you don't take lightly or for granted. So what is your approach then when it comes to not only holding these titles, but also knowing that you'll be representing these various companies?
Right, like I said, it's not something I take lightly at all, and I feel like it feels like so much responsibility, but a good responsibility at that, because it's really nice to be able to represent certain promotions, and it kind of makes me proud just because I feel like I am an underdog in a lot of aspects, whether it's my size or just how I am in general. I feel like I face normally a lot of bigger women and a lot with a lot more heft on them, I guess I should say, compared to me. But I think it's kind of a really cool thing just because growing up, I would see a lot of people, that didn't look like me, and I think that's why I kind of AJ was one that I kind of
Yeah.
gravitated towards, just because, she was smaller, but I think she made one of the biggest impacts, and I kind of feel like that's what I'm doing as well. So it's really nice to be able to kind of have that to say, that you're holding four belts at certain promotions and be able to represent that. So yeah, it's not something I take for granted or lightly at all,
Yeah, and I believe your first title was the BIW Women's Championship. Feel free to
Right.
correct me. That was
No,
in
yeah, you're
March.
right.
That was in March of
Right.
2023, so less than a year after you finished your training at DFW. Tell us the story of your very first championship. I believe it was in a fatal four-way,
Right,
and you
yes.
were the inaugural champion. So tell us about
Right.
that moment of winning your first championship.
So that match in particular was something very different that I felt like I had never really done, because it was a tag match, but also for the title. So you're
Yeah.
competing pretty much against the same person you're tagging with. It's just whoever gets the pin or submission. So going into it was kind of, the strategy was like always having to look over your shoulder, working together, but also kind of having to, maybe I'll backstab this person, maybe
Yeah.
I won't, But that's kind of how I do. I like to make things kind of dirty in that way. But yeah, I think, the moment where I was able to get the pin, it was kind of like just not just a shock, because I went in the mindset of getting that title, but just the women in that match, are just at such a high caliber. It was Promise Braxton, Mia Friday, and Cassandra Golden. So I think being able to walk out the first BIW Women's Champion was not just crazy because you're the inaugural and you just got your first championship win, but also, like I said, the caliber of women that were in that match. So it was something really, really special that I'm never going to forget. And some of my family was there too, so that was really nice to be able to get that moment. Of course, I didn't get the crowd reaction like, you want, because I'm not the fan favorite down over there, because I kind of play it dirty sometimes. But yeah, I don't really care what the crowd thinks. I was really happy in that moment, so it was really special to me.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's not all about being the most liked. You know, you're trying to carve your name and, you know, round out your resume, and that's definitely a great foundation to be your first champion, not only in your career but also the first BIW Women's Championship. You know, to have that's always going to be in your resume. And obviously, you were talking about earlier, not only are you representing these companies and trying to make them proud, but there's also that added sense of responsibility. But also at the same time, you're also trying to navigate your rookie year. So how do you keep yourself grounded, or how do you combat that added pressure while you're simultaneously trying to find your own footing in the wrestling scene?
I'm really grateful to my family because they keep me humble. I feel like they keep me grounded. You know, it's constantly reminding me that I have to work harder just because, you know, once you're at the top, that's when it gets the hardest, you know, is when you
Yeah.
want to kind of work the hardest too, just because that's kind of when you're the target. People want what you have and that kind of thing. But yeah, I would say my family has been a big part in keeping me grounded. You know, they don't see a superstar Emmy, they see just, you know, their kid Emmy, which, you know, of course they want the best for. But yeah, I think just grab like navigating through all of that has just been just a really crazy experience. It's just so, it's hard to explain almost. Like there's just so much going on, especially like in your rookie year and things like that. And I feel like getting so much opportunities and, you know, championships at that in kind of your learning area, I guess, when you kind of first come out, you're a rookie, you don't really know what to expect a lot of the times. And yeah, so I'm really grateful to my family that have been there for me during that time, just because it can get kind of crazy, you know, so many bookings, so much traveling, you know, the weight of kind of all the pressure and responsibility. But I think just all the fun that you have in that also just kind of helps with it too, because it can become a lot of pressure. But I think if you love what you do, it's kind of, you know, it's fun and you'll enjoy
Yeah.
doing it, you know.
Yeah, and obviously kind of being thrust into higher profile positions so early on in your career can be daunting, but it's also one of those sink or swim moments. And I feel like if you can be cool under pressure in such an early stage of your career, I mean, you kind of just get used to it. I feel like it builds that stamina and that comfortability as time goes on, and as you win more championships, you're just kind of used to it. You know, it can go both ways, but I would say you're definitely swimming so far, and that's something to be really proud of. And you know, obviously, part of your journey, in addition to boosting your own resume, is also further crafting your character, your identity, your presentation. So, talk to us about the process of developing yourself and that aspect. And you know, you said Emmy sometimes isn't a fan favorite, but who is Emmy as a character right now? Now, and about that process, you know, of developing yourself.
Yeah, I feel like there's like kind of a duality with my character. Like, you know, it's sometimes sweet, sometimes it's
Yeah.
the most aggressive, mean person you'll ever meet. So it's kind of that little back and forth thing, I would say, you know, whether it in a lot of different aspects as well. I think in the development of that was kind of just when I was training, you know, I kind of look like a very small, sweet little thing that you wouldn't expect to act any type of way, and then in the ring it's like an entirely different person. So I think that's where that kind of came in the development, just in training, kind of seeing that side. And it just kind of also developed into my matches as well, you know. Sometimes I come out and maybe I want to be athletic that day and show off for the crowd, get some cheers. Other days it's more just about, let's just do things the easier way, the more fun way to me, which is, you know, pulling hair, raking eyes, or whatever it may be, holding tights, you know, not really caring what the crowd thinks. It's kind of just a mystery every time. Like, which Emmy are we going to get this time? So I think there's a lot of back and forth in the character. You know, it's a surprise. You never really know what you're going to get. And I think it's exciting, you know, but as far as the fans, maybe it's a little everywhere, but I guess that's just who I am. I'm just everywhere.
Yeah, that dichotomy is a part of your evolution. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, being on the independents, is you kind of have the, you know, obviously booking, you can't really control that, but you pretty much have a lot of more creative freedom where you would otherwise, to you know, if you want to experiment with stuff. And I have to give you also props, because your ring gear game has also evolved tremendously. I've seen, you know, your current gear is very strong. So what are some of your general sources of inspiration when you're crafting or envisioning your ring gear designs and your presentation?
Yeah, so I feel like I'm fairly simple. I'm a pretty simple person, and I think it kind of shows in the gear too. I know looking back at it, I've always kind of really liked AJ Lee's beginner thing that she had going on. And I think that's kind of where a little bit of the inspiration came from, just as far as maybe the cut and the build of it. But I feel like now I'm kind of transforming into more of my own thing. I have some new gear coming out that I'm really excited about. It's going to be pretty different than I feel like what fans are used to seeing me in, what I'm used to seeing myself in. So I'm really excited about that, but it's still, I feel like this one's going to represent a little bit more of my character and, as well. So I'm excited about it. But yeah, you know, I'm always going to have a soft spot for my first little gears that I have. You know, a Bose are a big incorporation into that. And I think that just kind of came from more of the sweet side of the character, you know, but still a dark color in that way where it's like, you know, showing both sides a little bit. But yeah, I'm excited about the new gear I have coming out. But yeah.
Yeah, well, you mentioned AJ Lee. I was going to bring that up in a little bit, but since we're here, you know, obviously, I know AJ is one of the people that inspired you to live out your dream of becoming a wrestler. So, I mean, talk about her influence on you and what gravitated you towards her specifically.
Oh, there's so much I can say, you know, like, she's always going to have such a special place in my heart because she is the reason why I'm out here doing this, you know. Because you look at what wrestling is and consists of, and before even I knew who AJ was, I was a fan of wrestling, you know, everything that it was. Like, I'm just a huge fan. I've always been since I was a little girl. But I think the minute I saw her kind of skip down to the ring, you know, she was a, you know, small little thing and a lot of attitude on her. And I just really gravitated towards that, you know, if someone like her can do it. And it just really, really inspired me. And I wanted to be what she was for me growing up, and I feel like I'm on my way to doing that. And yeah, I'm just really grateful that I was able to see her in that time and kind of grow up with watching her, just because there's so much stuff that I feel like really inspires me to this day, you know. And so I'm really grateful for AJ in so many aspects.
I have to tell you too, personally, because we have some commonalities in regards to, you know, how we got introduced to this. Obviously, I popped when I found out that not only is CM Punk one of the first people that segued you into sport, but one of your big favorites was and is also Shawn Michaels, which in the case of both is same. Punk was in the very first match that I ever saw him in.
Yeah,
obviously different time periods. Mine was Jeff Hardy, that era, but right. Shawn Michaels is also my favorite of all time. So when I tell you I popped when I heard that, I was like, we're gonna get along. So what, obviously Shawn is a big, obviously, part of your wrestling, you know, fandom as well. I know what draws me to him. What draws you to Shawn Michaels specifically?
He's such a character, and he's so animated in everything he does. But obviously, I love his gimmick. I love everything about him. I, as far as the wrestling, like, that is where I really look to every time where I feel like, let me learn something really quick. Let me go do some homework or tape study. I love watching him. I think as far as selling, he is what I aspire to be. And I feel like to this day, I don't know anyone who I would say can top Shawn Michaels in just every aspect that there is when it comes to wrestling. So yeah, I look up to him so much. Like, he is the one to this day, like the main one, where it's like, if you could learn under anyone, it would be Shawn Michaels. And when I found out that he was working with NXT, oh my gosh, once I found that out, I was so, so excited. I was like, that just is that much more motivation to get there. Just because, I mean, learning under Shawn Michaels, how are you not going to become amazing? You know, that's just my mindset on that.
Yeah, it's ironic though, because if my math is correct, you found wrestling around 2012, 2013. So after Shawn had retired. So I'm so curious, like, was it the WWE Network that made you go back, or what made you go back to Shawn Michaels matches specifically?
Yeah, so when I found out about wrestling, it was one of those things where I didn't know anything about it. And I wanted to learn more. So it was just, I saw like a half piece, the ending part of like a Monday Night Raw, I think it was. And I was like, okay, I need to know more about this. So it kind of just began watching matches on YouTube. And
YouTube is your friend. Yep.
Yes. YouTube is what it was. And just going back and seeing all these old matches, like, to the beginning of time, like super, super old things. And I think that's kind of how I navigate into Shawn Michaels. And yes, he was the one that kind of caught my eye out of everything I was seeing. You know, it started with CM Punk, and then it kind of turned into this one and this one, and evolved into, oh, okay, this one, who's this? And looked up Shawn Michaels in the matches, and that's where I was like, wow, okay, that's what I want to be in the ring. And so yeah, it kind of just evolved from YouTube, honestly.
You know what? That's fair too, especially as as young as that age, though, like 6, 7, 8 years old. I was 11 when I
Right.
found it, so obviously a little bit older to where I could maybe understand it a little bit more. But also, I went down
Right.
that same rabbit hole of YouTube where I would spend so many nights
Right.
just like, what is this, you know? But you know, you mentioned obviously learning under Shawn Michaels would obviously be an amazing learning opportunity, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can manifest that to happening in the future. But
Yes.
I will say you have had some pretty damn cool learning opportunities so far in your career. One of them took place in 2022 at Metroplex Wrestling when you attended a seminar led by Allison Danger and current
Yes.
ROH Women's Champion Athena. So, I mean, two big names, two
Yes.
well-respected names. Tell us about that experience.
So I was so excited going into that seminar because it was the most women that I've ever like had that experience with. Because I think doing seminars, it's usually male dominant in there. So I think one of the cool things about that seminar is there were so many women there, and it was such an amazing experience just because everyone is so motivational towards each other, you know, uplifting each other. And it was definitely, I would say, maybe one of the hardest seminars I've done. There was, but also I feel like the most beneficial just because, you know, there was a lot of drills we did that were related to, you know, the WWE drills that they do. And I think learning under them, of course, you're going to get that. So that experience was a must for me. I needed to do that. A lot of cardio in the first hour, just a bunch of cardio, but it was a really, really great learning experience that I felt like out of all the seminars I've done, I've walked away with the most knowledge from that one. There was a Q&A after, but just being able to sit under the learning tree from Allison Danger and Athena was just incredible. And I'm super grateful for that opportunity to do that.
Can you tell us about some of the things you either learned about yourself or wrestling in general through the seminar?
I learned in that moment I was not ready. I was not ready. It was completely not what I was expecting. I feel like it was a humbling experience to go through that. But I feel like just a lot of it was mental. I think, you know, like mentally pushing yourself. And I think that was the biggest thing I probably could have taken away from that seminar. It's things you learn without, you know, Allison or Athena like physically having to tell you.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, little things that they would say when we're doing these drills or whatever. Like a lot of it is mental to be able to keep yourself going. And certain times you can push your body to do a lot more than you think you can. So I think mental toughness was probably what I got away from that seminar out of anything. And of course, you know, the usual stuff, you know, asking questions about what is this experience like or that experience. And I think out of everything, I don't know. I just feel like that's what I took away from the most was just the mental toughness to push yourself to do more than what you can do, I feel like.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned you've attended a few other seminars, and I know one of them that stood out to you was obviously at the Rhodes Wrestling Academy under Dustin Rhodes. You got to train with him one-on-one, and you said on Instagram also that he shared a lot of knowledge with you as
Yes.
well. So, kind of in that same regard, if you recall, what specific things did you take away from your experience with Dustin?
Yeah, so that experience took me completely by surprise because there was a moment where it was just us in the ring and we're kind of just chaining around with each other and all of that. And he's such a very laid back person
Yeah.
where it was kind of more just like I was more of the one that was like everywhere, and he's kind of more just like, just be calm, like everything's okay. Like it's kind of that. But I think from him, it was just not overcomplicate anything, kind of what it was like. Don't try to do too much, or you know, less is more kind of thing. I feel like he's just very laid back, and I was kind of all over the place, like, oh, I need to do this, or maybe I should do that. And I think that was kind of one of the things that I would say from him that I took that honestly has really helped me even in things that I do now. You know, it's just, you know, don't overcomplicate things, take your time, And I think that was super, super helpful. As simple as it is, it's just vital, vital information that, you know, someone like him can tell you, as simple as it may sound, but it's really, really helped me in a lot of my matches and training, just in life in general. So I would say definitely that.
And in kind of, I mean, I don't know if that segued into this, but obviously you had another cool opportunity with another kind of AEW, former AEW women's champion, Nyla Rose, under the banner of Ring of Honor, of course. So tell us about your experience that day, and then obviously later going out there to wrestle Nyla.
So she is someone who was kind of talking a lot about the social media thing, which is where I need the most help, if anyone knows, because she's very good at that, you know, finding who you are and putting that out there, you know, not really be shy to put that out there. So a lot of that was a lot of social media things and kind of helping me understand more about that. And also how things take time, like nothing, everybody's journey is different. Nothing happens overnight. And that kind of thing. And I feel like that helps me a lot, because I feel like there, at that point, I was kind of in a place where it's like, I feel like I'm doing all these cool things, but I feel like maybe on social media, it doesn't translate as well, or people maybe don't understand the weight of some of the stuff that I've done or am doing. So I think she just kind of, you know, helps me feel a little bit more comfortable maybe about posting on social media and that kind of thing, which I'm trying to get better at. So I'm really grateful for her in that aspect, just because, you know, this is stuff I need to hear. And I think she's really helping me in a part that I need the most help in, which would be social media. But yeah, you know, the experience in the ring was just absolutely tough. I mean, going in there wrestling Nyla Rose, I mean, good luck to anyone at that point, you know. Which I was already like, wow, I had to get like the worst luck, but also the best luck at the same time. Like, I'm about to get murdered out here, but also let's learn some stuff at the same time, you know. No matter what, you're going to walk away a little bit stronger. And I feel like that is what happened in that experience at Ring of Honor wrestling Nyla Rose. As tough as it was, it's like, who am I going to face now that's going to be anywhere close to, like, I can handle anything, I feel like, is kind of the thing. No matter how big, strong, you know, it's, I've wrestled Nyla Rose now. So it's kind of one of those things.
You know, obviously in wrestling, there's so many different competitors, different experience levels, right, you know, sizes, you know, ages and all of that. But like you said, I feel like if you can handle Nyla Rose, I think right, you're pretty well set in, you know, your future. You obviously maybe would have liked the outcome to come out differently, right, but it, you know, it toughens sure you up. It definitely toughens you right up, you know. And we were talking about, you know, the women's wrestling scene. I know you enjoyed a lot of it growing up. AJ Lee, obviously prominently. Who in the modern day wrestling era do you enjoy? You know, you're naturally a fan. So even, you know, it might be work, but I still have to assume that there's that fandom still in you. So whose work do you enjoy of the modern day women's wrestling era?
Right. I would say, honestly, I feel like this is the main one. Everybody loves this woman at this point, but Rhea Ripley, it's like, I'm going to be gravitating towards anyone who's like, wow, it's just such a powerhouse, you know, so different than obviously my style, but I think that's kind of why I enjoy it so much. You know, just her character, I think she's really, I mean, her, Bianca Belair, you know, super athletic, all of that. But also, should I call her Sasha Banks? There's like a no.
Mercedes Money. I mean, you still can. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know her the most as Sasha Banks. So yeah, that's what I'm going to have to, until, you know, I see her in person, that's just what I'm going to go with, is Sasha Banks. Cause that's kind of what I was watching, you know. And I think her, you know, her character, her in the ring, I feel like that's maybe where I will kind of stand if I'm going more of the athletic way. So yeah, I really enjoy her, and I think those would probably be my main for the women. As far as the men, you know, it's hard to say. I'm really enjoying Dominic right now. I think the stuff that he's doing, I really enjoy watching.
And I feel like he's, again, an underrated kind of gem. You know, he also, I believe, wrestled the second most matches in WWE, only behind Cody Rhodes last year. Like, he's been really pulling his weight, you know, even if he's, you know, a heat magnet. He's one who's been doing incredible work and has evolved tremendously.
Yeah, he's probably definitely one of my favorites at the moment, just because I can see a lot of me, I feel like, in that way. Like, I feel like there's nothing he does in there that's, you know, crazy or like anything as far as moves go. But I think just his character, what he does in there, being able to get that reaction from the crowd, is is something super cool, which is what I kind of strive to do as well,
yeah.
rather than just the moves. Because, you know, moves, everybody does wrestling moves. A lot
Yeah.
of people do the same thing. But I think, you know, what makes you stand out is, you know, how your character is, how you get the people reacting behind you. So I really like what he's doing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so curious. Obviously, being a wrestler had always been a long time dream of yours. But if you recall, did your younger self envision your older self doing anything else? Did you have any other alternative dreams while you were growing up, or was it always wrestling?
Like I say a lot of the times, it's always been wrestling for me. It's like there's never been anything else I've wanted to do, just because I caught it at such a young age and
Yeah.
I had my mind set. Like there was nothing moving me from that. I was going to be a professional wrestler and there was nothing else I was going to do. Whether you tried to force me to do it, it just wasn't going to happen. And I think once I started training, I think a lot of that kind of showed that this was what I was meant to be doing, you know. And yeah, it's always been wrestling for me. My whole life has been wrestling and it's going to continue to be wrestling. That's what I believe. And no matter what, I'm going to keep doing this as hard as it gets, because it's super hard and difficult and so much comes with it. But, you know, the time in the ring, it really does make everything worth it for sure.
Yeah, you know, there's a little photo of little Emmy on Instagram attending a WWE live event while wearing a John Cena shirt and holding the Divas Championship. And in that caption, you know, it's a familiar quote, "Fight for your dreams and your dreams will fight for you," you know.
Right.
Sasha Banks right there. What do you think that version of Emmy in that photograph would think of the current day Emmy, who is now living out her longtime dream?
I think it's kind of difficult to say. I think she would be surprised, but not surprised at the same time, you know? Because, you know, since I was little, I've had very high expectations for myself. And I think that's kind of shown in my career so far. I'm super hard on myself. And even as a kid, you know, I had super high expectations. I thought, you know, when I come out, I want to stand out and I want to be something a little bit different, you know. Maybe I'm not the biggest or strongest, but I'm gonna make a big impact somehow, whatever it may be. And I think little Emmy is super proud of the things that I have done so far. I think she's a little bit mad that I'm not great on social media for sure.
You
But
know,
you know.
that's something, you know, honestly, if your worst thing about you is social media, I think you're pretty well-rounded, because that means you know, you got character work and like in-ring moves. Honestly, social media, I feel like is going to be the easiest thing for you to improve upon,
I really
especially in
hope so.
wrestling. It just takes, you know, some effort, which sometimes
Right.
can be a little bit daunting, but I would say you're doing pretty well. If your biggest problem is social media, I would say you're doing pretty well for yourself, honestly. And that's something that can always be, you know, improved upon so easily for you.
Right.
So
Right.
that, you know, but you know, as you're looking towards the future now, what are some of your personal and professional goals for the next year or two?
Ooh, I would say trying to balance, I feel like both working out and traveling and wrestling and training, because I feel like that's been something that's for some reason been so hard for me. And I can be completely transparent and honest about this because I'm not really shy. I'm not gonna like act like, yeah, I'm in the gym so much. Like that's something that I really, really need to improve on. But I feel like, I don't know, it's just so hard. And I feel like just because I'm so small, it's a lot of torture on my body, I would say. So I feel like my body takes a lot more abuse than maybe, you know, people who are a little bit bigger than me and stuff like that. So it's just really hard and exhausting sometimes, but I know it's not an excuse. So that's something I'm really, really trying to focus in on this year, is just trying to eat more, you know, work out, balance all of it at the same time. So that would definitely be my main goal, if anything, because, you know, wrestling moves you can improve on, train on, everything. But the hardest thing for me has just been putting the muscle on, because I feel like
Yeah.
once I get that, I'm set. I really feel like I'm set to get to that next level. So that's something I'm definitely, definitely a goal for this year for sure.
And obviously, getting you back up to more Emmy 10 belts. I mean, that would be
Emmy 10.
something. Emmy 10 belts.
For sure, Emmy 10 belts.
Maybe we'll get to six first, you know, one step at a time, one step at a
Yeah,
time,
one
you
step
know.
at a time.
Emmy, before we let you go, can you please share where the listeners can find you online?
Okay, so Instagram, it is Emmy with four Y's dot C. I don't have Twitter, I'm sorry. Facebook is just Emmy Camacho. I've recently got TikTok. We'll see how that goes. It's there if you want to go follow. As far as the videos, we'll see what happens. I think that's just Emmy.Camacho. There's a link tree in my bio on Instagram if you want to search for all that, but that is where you can find me on socials.
Hopefully TikTok doesn't get banned.
Right.
Man, I mean, that's a whole other thing, but we'll get her on, we'll get her on Twitter one day, folks. Maybe one day. You know, I understand though. It sometimes
we'll
can
see.
Be a lot. We'll see. We'll see. But for now, like we said, you can follow her on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Emmy Camacho, honestly, if you just Google her name, it'll probably pop up. Emmy, thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It was fun to talk to you.